Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk, we are inside the Treasure Chest Casino at the Game Bar and Grill, getting ready for Thursday Night Football to kick off. Also, plenty of MLB postseason action going on in here as well. Got plenty of TV screens, every kind of sport on right now. I'm seeing football, baseball, tennis, basketball. You want it, they got it here in the Treasure Chest Casino, the Game Bar and Grill. Make sure you stop by.
Man, it's like at my house.
Charlie, time to get into our pick six segment, and I know it was not a pretty week for anybody making selections.
Oh, boy. Not pretty is an understatement. This is a big old, as Mike and I will do, boo, boo, we stunk it up, guys. I mean, this is the first time maybe ever in pick six history, and this is on me. I mean, Mizzou, South Carolina, Tampa Bay, I mean, Buffalo, the Steelers, the Saints. And look, there was some bad luck in there. I mean, the Bucs should have beaten the Falcons. The Falcons should be 0-5, but that's another story for another day. The Bills had their chances against the Texans. Missouri just got blown out of the water. So there were some bad picks in there, too. A goose egg for yours truly, 0-6 for me. I was flying high after that 5-1 week. But then I looked at everyone else's picks. Mike, you went 2-4. Steve, you went 2-4. Bobby went 1-5. And I didn't feel that bad. It was just a bad week for all of us. So let's just flush it and move on, guys. We got a great slate of college football week 7 here. I had to pick 3 games. I really wanted to pick 4 and just do 2 NFL games. But we're going 3-3 because it's some great games. I haven't told you all this. Bobby's got the picks and he sent me his picks already. But you guys are kind of blind. But I think you can kind of imagine what we're going to go out with college football week 7 specifically. There's 3 awesome games, starting off with the Red River Shootout. Number 1, Texas opens as 14.5 point favorites versus number 18, Oklahoma in Dallas, guys. Bobby's got Texas covering the 14.5 points.
I'll take Oklahoma in that 14.
Yeah, I'm
14.5, whatever it is.
I'm with Mike on that one. Too many points for me. That's too steep for my blood to give away.
I thought it would be 10. Man, I saw 14.5.
Eesh, scares me.
I'm like, whoa, that's a lot of points. Texas is good now. Really good, but now we'll see how they handle the pressure of being the king. That crown get mighty heavy on your head.
And this one's in Oklahoma, too.
It's in Dallas.
It's in Dallas. It's in Dallas. Okay. It's the Red River, so it's there every year.
I'm going with Texas here. I'm not impressed by Oklahoma. I saw what Tennessee did to them when they had that really big opportunity a couple weeks ago. I don't know even who's playing quarterback for OU at this point. UT, I just think, you know, they've been so impressive. They're clearly the number one team. And yes, the crown may get heavy, but this just screams to me like a potential blowout. I know the rivalry games are, you know, they always have their close matchups. But give me UT. I'm with Bobby on this one, so we got a split decision here. By the way, I actually didn't announce the standings so far this year. Mike, you and I are tied atop 14 and 16, so this just hasn't been a good year for any of us. Steve, you're at 12 and 18, and Bobby's at 11 and 19. Up next, we have a top three matchup. Number 2, Ohio State opens as 3-point favorites at number 3, Oregon. Bobby's got Ohio State on the road, guys.
I'm going with Oregon.
Whew, this one's tough for me. I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm going to have to go with Quack, the Quack attack. Give me Oregon as well in this matchup. All around, though, not really confident in either pick, honestly.
Me neither. And this one is easily the hardest of this week for me. I go back and forth on it. Danny Cannell had a great point about Oregon and how they're kind of finding their rhythm at the right time. Ohio State is one of the best teams in the country, undoubtedly so. And if you look at the college football playoff odds, I think they're leading the way by a decent margin. The issue here is that they really haven't been tested yet. They're going on the road. It's a really big matchup. I think it's a field goal type of game. So this might be a push, guys. But I'm going with Oregon here as well. So, Mike, you got Oregon. I got Oregon. Bobby's got Ohio State. Steve, who did you pick?
I got Oregon as well. Quack attack.
All right, there we go. And then we have our final game of college football week 7. Number 9, Ole Miss opens as 3.5 point favorites at number 13, LSU. And Bobby is making a pretty shocking decision here, going with Ole Miss in the 3.5.
It didn't surprise me. Him and I got into a discussion about it when we did TV on Tuesday. You know what? I'm going to go with LSU here.
Yeah, I'm going with LSU at home. against Ole Miss. Getting points in this matchup, too, I can't, you know.
It ain't a lot of points, but it's enough.
But I'll take enough with LSU at home.
And it is 3.5, right, Charlie?
It's 3.5, guys. And I kind of agree with what Jordy was saying in our last segment, that LSU's not a good matchup for Ole Miss. Like, or Ole Miss is not a good matchup for LSU, at least. But 3.5, you have a, you know, even that half point to work with if it's a field goal game, which this very well could be. You know, Saturday night in Death Valley, I may be kind of leaning on the wrong side here, but I'm thinking LSU plus 3.5, too, guys. So it's the three of us versus Bobby and both the Oregon and Ohio State and LSU Ole Miss matchup. So that's pretty fun. Moving on to week 6 of the NFL, we got the Buccaneers opening as 3.5 point favorites at the Saints.
That's the one thing with Bob. He's trying to pick with his head with this, because he never picks against LSU. Never.
Well, you'd be stunned that he picked against the Saints here too, guys. He's got the Bucs.
Yeah, well, that would
not
surprise me.
So,
all right, so we're going into this matchup. You were saying the Saints are what? You have 3.5 point?
Buccaneers 3.5 point favorites at the Saints.
Man, I'm going to go with the Saints at home getting the 3.5. I'm going to believe in the rookie Rattler making a nice debut of performance. I think the defense will keep the Saints in this matchup. And maybe if they don't win, they'll at least cover the game. Just taking the Saints in the Superdome in this matchup.
I'm going to go with Tampa. I'll agree with Bob on
I'm
this.
With you on this one, Mike. I just don't know. You know, it's funny, two rookie quarterbacks making their first NFL start this weekend, and it's Spencer Rattler and Drake May, and who are they going against? Oh, just Todd Bowles and D'Amico Ryans, two of the better defensive coaches in the NFL. So it's tough, man. The Bucs 3.5, like, I wish it was 2.5 or just 3 flat out. That half point really kind of stinks, but give me Tampa Bay here as well, guys. Moving on, we got the Commanders at the Ravens. Baltimore opens as 7-point favorites over Jaden Daniels and Washington at home in Baltimore.
7 points against the a lot of people are already talking about Jaden Daniels possibly being MVP at this point of the season right now. It's been pretty awesome for him, like what the Commanders are doing. But, man, Ravens at home, even at that 6.5, what did you say, or 7, Charlie?
It's seven. It's a full 7 points. By the way, Bobby's got the Ravens.
I'm going to roll with the Raven nevermore on this matchup at home, too. I just think too much Lamar and Derrick Henry against the Commanders, even though I love what Jaden's doing.
Man, I thought somebody would go with the Commanders, but I'm going Ravens.
Yeah.
I love Jaden. Yeah. But, man, I don't know if they can stop that attack.
This is not even just the rushing attack, but also the passing attack of the Ravens. The Commanders have their weaknesses, and they haven't necessarily been exposed just yet because Jaden's been playing that well. But give me Baltimore here too, guys. -7 at home. I think they win by at least a touchdown. And it's not like a panic moment for Washington at all. They're still playing great football. It's early in the season. But just the way that the Ravens are playing, especially since that kind of slow start that they had where they lost to not just the Chiefs but also the Raiders. They've been playing excellent football the last few weeks. Give me Baltimore -7 at home. And then wrapping things up, guys, we got the Lions, who are 3-point favorites coming off a bye at the Dallas Cowboys. You know who Bobby took in this one. He's taking the Lions.
And I'll go with him. I'll go with the Lions.
You know, I'm going to buck the trend on this one and go against what I'm thinking, and hopefully that ends up being right. I'm going to take Dallas in this one.
What?
At home, a 3-point underdog. Give me the points with Dallas at home. I think they end up winning this game outright.
You know the Lions do run the ball now.
I do.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, right.
Yeah, and that's been the Achilles heel of the Cowboys so far, guys. Give me the Lions. I mean, coming off a bye as well, like, you get some kind of bones, like some bruises rested up a little bit for this matchup. The Cowboys, kind of similar to the Ravens, have kind of gotten bounced back after a slowish start. But at the same time, I'm feeling the Lions here, especially, you know, the Cowboys are coming off a week where they just probably got beat up by the Steelers. That was a very physical game on Sunday Night Football. Give me the more well-rested team. Give me Detroit here.
The one thing with the Lions, there is a formula on how to beat Dallas.
Right.
On the defensive side, and that is to run the ball. One thing I know with Dan Campbell, he ain't never going to get away from that.
No matter what
he's got at wide receiver, he's always going to want to run the football.
So that's it. That's our 6 games. It's going to be a fun week, guys.
Yeah, I think we only were the same on one game altogether for everybody.
Yeah, Mike and I had a lot of the same picks, but I'm going to be a big Texas fan on Saturday, so we'll see how that goes.
And then I'll hear about it if OU keeps this game close.
That was our Pick 6 segment here on WWL at the Treasure Chest Casino. You want me to stop at the sportsbook, Charlie, and put any money on any of these games for you?
The way we're picking, no, absolutely not.
Charlie, better keep your money in your pocket.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.